This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Mental illness is more prevalent than some would think. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 1 in 4 adults suffer from a mental disorder in any given year, and 1 in 17 adults have a serious mental illness. People face many challenges when a family member has a mental illness. The Chattanooga chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, is part of a state and national alliance helping individuals and their families cope. Jane Elmore is an adjunct professor at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and the president of NAMI.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness has 3 goals in our mission statement. The first is education. Help people to understand mental illness, get comfortable, stigma busting, because there is a lot of stigma. That is the major issue you face if you come out, so to speak, about your mental illness.
Education is just the beginning for families that are affected by mental illness. Understanding the illness does not necessarily mean understanding how to deal with the impact on your daily life.
The second thing is to support both family members of the mentally ill as well as those who are what we call consumers. Our primary goal is support of family members, and that's what our strength is. If you come to a meeting, most of the people there will be family members, although more and more consumers are getting involved. By that support, it's also an education. If your family member or loved one or you is bipolar, what does bipolar mean? What does schizophrenic mean? How do you relate to your places of employment? Most mentally ill people work. How do you relate to the educational system? If it is your child or you're in college, what do you tell? What do you not tell? What are your risks out there? It is becoming more and more acceptable to come out as we have more movie stars, elected officials, business people that come out about their mental illness. 1 in 4 people have a diagnosable mental illness. Mental illness includes personality disorders, Alzheimer's, depression, alcoholism, drug addictions, all of those are mental illness. Mental illness is an illness of the brain. It is no different than an illness, diabetes, whatever. It's a part of your body. It's a part of you. You can do things to help control it, but you can't by sheer willpower get rid of it.
Ensuring decision makers understand mental illness is paramount to ensuring a supportive community.
The third mission of the NAMI organization is advocacy, which is a part of what we do right now, but it's also advocating in Congress, in the General Assembly, with local officials.
NAMI, the City of Chattanooga, Hamilton County, and other mental health organizations in the community are collaborating to develop a crisis intervention training program for law enforcement officers.
Educating police officers how to work with mentally ill people when they get a call. We just had a NAMI member call the police because their family member was refusing to take medication, refusing to get treatment, and they needed somebody who was sensitive, who knew the person wasn't just being silly, who knew how to approach the person, who knew how to keep their voice calm, and who could deal well with the situation as opposed to exacerbating it.
In his 30-plus years of working with NAMI, retired research chemist Fred Coates says reducing the stigma of mental illness has been the greatest change that he has seen.
Over the years, I've seen families with mental illness being more willing to come forward and seek help, more understanding that mental illness is treatable. It's like other illnesses, there's no guaranteed treatment that will fix everyone. I have a family member who has a serious and persistent mental illness, and he's been ill since he was 17. He is still totally disabled, and I still have to take care of him. So there are no guaranteed success stories, but many mental illnesses are treatable. I guess that's the biggest thing I've seen is greater acceptance. It was considered for years to be the family's fault that you raised the child wrong and that environmental factors were the biggest factor. And so people tended to hide their family's mental illness. In fact, some people locked their family member in the attic and kept it hidden for years and years.
The need for crisis intervention and awareness of mental illness in the law enforcement arena has never been more critical. An alarming increase in high-profile incidents involving aberrant criminal behavior by mentally ill individuals is becoming more common.
A lot of that's come about through very well-publicized incidents in which there was suicide by police. Mentally ill people deliberately provoked the police. this crisis intervention team has been extremely successful. It's run by the county, actually, and they've hired a new director. Her name is Monica Middlebrooks. She coordinates the effort through the county sheriff's office, but it involves the Chattanooga police force equally. And this is really aimed at pre-booking diversion, that is, properly handling the mentally ill person in crisis before they get put in jail or before they do something violent. There's an equal program that we're struggling with that is actually amounts to a post-booking diversion, that is, after an arrest has been made, in which it would be possible to assign a person who was arrested for behavioral problems and diagnosed as mentally ill to agree to take their medications and have a case manager assigned and be followed up. And the court would allow them to not be jailed, and we would provide housing and medical treatment and all to keep people out of jail. That's a major, major problem. Our jails and prisons now are the nation's largest mental health institutes.
According to a 2003 study by the Human Rights Watch, the prevalence of mental illness in prisons is four times greater than that of the general population. Many prisoners are repeat offenders, returning to prison because their erratic behavior captures the attention of law enforcement.
Most people who have mental illnesses go to work every day. They are you and me. They probably don't advertise it. They probably take their medications. They are able with therapy to control it. But the goal is to have productive members just like everyone else. And if people commit a crime because of mental illness and get thrown in jail, it doesn't do anything to solve the problem. You let them out, they've still got the mental illness that's not being treated. Where if you treat that, then you reduce recidivism.
In September, the local chapter of NAMI will be celebrating the achievements of crisis prevention intervention officers as part of the state conference being hosted in Chattanooga.
The NAMI Tennessee Conference will be held in Chattanooga at the Chattanoogan on September 16th through the 18th. Anyone can come. It is not limited to members of NAMI. Of course, when you go to register, there's a significant savings if you join NAMI. Probably our headliner is Pete Early, who wrote the book Crazy as a result of his son having a mental illness and committing crimes and getting involved. He will be the headline speaker for our breakfast, which will be honoring Chattanooga and Hamilton County police officers who are crisis intervention training CIT officers. And that will happen on September 17th at 8 o'clock at the Chattanooga.
For more information on NAMI and mental illness, follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.